to the news items now, and we have a Christmas theme with an ice rink at the showground, and rehearsals for the Norwich Theatre Royal pantomime are in full swing. It is the most wonderful time of the year, and you will be able to have festive fun for the next 6 weeks at the Norfolk Showground. Winter Wonderland is now open at the venue located on the outskirts of Norwich, and it's running until January the 3rd, 2023. It hosts the only real ice rink in the Norwich this year, with skate hire included and a 45-minute slots, all housed in a huge marquee. There is also a Santa's Grotto and Christmas market cabin selling cheeses, fudge, cookies and Brookies personalised decorations, items for dogs and more. At the event is roller coasters, children's rides, a giant observation wheel and a 60-metre high sky swing. Many of the businesses involved are local, and there is a licensed bar and street food traders selling giant pigs in blankets, Yorkshire pudding wraps, waffles and more.
Is it panto time? Oh, yes it is. Rehearsals for this year's dazzling show at Norwich Theatre Royal are now in full swing. Jack and the Beanstalk will run from December the 10th to January the 7th with a star-studded cast, including comedians Rufus Hound and Sally Hotchkiss, Joe Tresini and Britain's Got Talent singer Linda Jean-Pierre. The cast is now busy preparing for the four-week run over the festive season.
Spectacular is a word often overused, being applied to something perhaps somewhat better than good. But in the case of this show, tucked away along rural Norfolk lanes, it's an attractive spot on and in the true sense of the word. Indeed, possibly it even understates it. I'd heard people sing the praises of the Thursford Spectacular over the years, but I'd never been until the other day. And from the first note and the first dance step, I was fully immersed in the varied and unique experience it offered, quite unlike any theatre experience I have ever seen. The precision of the dancing, the blending of the colours of the vibrant but not gaudy costumes, the control and depth of the singing, the hilarity of the comedian jovially tossing aside political correctness to the displeasure of no one. The ingenuity of the lighting on many occasions and so much more. I don't believe anyone could leave this show not feeling better than they were when they went in. It is a truly spectacular event, bringing people from all over Great Britain and indeed in Europe to enjoy. Take a bow, producer and director John Cushing. The show runs daily until December the 23rd with two performances daily.
Secret Scrooges are calling the popular Tunnel of Light a waste of money, despite it bringing in thousands of visitors in the run-up to Christmas. Staff at the feature in Hay Hill have reported grumpy remarks about taxpayers' money being squandered. However, the LED feature is funded by Norwich's Business Improvement District, BID, which gets its cash from an enterprise levy. Stephen Gurney, Chief Executive of Norwich BID, said, "The lights are designed to create a welcoming, festive atmosphere across the city in winter months, helping to support retail and hospitality businesses in particular."
On a normal Monday lunchtime, pubs in the city would be pretty peaceful on a grey November day. But the Woolpack Inn and the Murderers were packed to the rafters as punters watched England kickstart their FIFA World Cup campaign in style by beating Iran 6-2. Many students and staff had taken the day off to see Gareth Southgate's team get off to a flying start in Qatar. Some fans were sat in the beer garden wearing T-shirts as if it was a summer tournament. Meanwhile, many others stood up to watch the game as the tables were full inside the boozers. Landlords will be preparing for a busy night with England's next match kicking off against the United States of America. The lead up to the tournament has been shrouded in controversy given Qatar's human rights records.
Now we come to our first feature. I think we all know that local dialect is very important to local personality Keith Skipper, he has a long article in the paper, and an edited version is read by Ian Robertson.